USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady arriving at the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida on Wednesday evening. Before leaving Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, the President dropped this bombshell late Tuesday night.
It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID.
The president referring to a COVID relief bill that passed both houses with bipartisan support. The president continues,
I'm asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
The United States has vaccinated 1 million people against the coronavirus so far. Healthcare workers have been the first group to get their first dose of the vaccination. Vaccines from both Pfizer and Moderna require two rounds of shots. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A state prison in Central California has received some of the first coronavirus vaccines, which are being administered to the prisoners and some of the guards. That's not the case in Florida, though, where Governor Ron DeSantis says he remains committed to getting Florida's older population the coronavirus vaccine, but he's asking them to be patient. The Republican governor saying doctors, nurses, and other frontline workers will be first in line to be vaccinated, but seniors could be rolling up their sleeves as soon as Monday.
We don't have enough vaccine to do everyone 65 and older in Florida at this moment. We have over 4 million people in that age group. We have vaccine doses that are in the hundreds of thousands over and above eventually once we get through the long-term care and the nurses.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. The Dow ending Wednesday on a positive note, closing up 114 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President-elect Joe Biden is rolling out his pick for Secretary of Education.
There is an educator serving as Secretary of Education. Today, I'm pleased to announce that such a nominee we have, Dr. Miguel Cardona.
Biden saying educators across the United States have been going through rough times.
They worry. They're under stress. They stretch local budgets that have left educators out of work. There's mixed signals from the White House that have left more confusion than calm.
Some restaurants in a city in the Pacific Northwest are doing what they can to keep from being locked down.
The mayor of Sandy, Oregon, Stan Pulliam on Fox, is fighting back at Oregon Governor Kate Brown's lockdown measures.
I stress the importance of her actions and the drastic effects it's had on our local Main Street community. There's desperation. These folks are fighting for their lives and their livelihood.
Mayor Pulliam says he understands the governor's position, but she's doing it wrong.
Well, her response was that she was worried about the spread of COVID. These restaurants, they're opening, and they're opening in back rooms, speakeasy style right now, with very little guidance. So it's very important right now that she recognizes that. She works with our local Main Street business owners so that we can put proper guidance in place so that people are actually opening.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.